an unconference is exactly what it sounds like, which really means nothing to a lot of people. But the way I explain it, particularly to my parents, is that a typical conference has an agenda, has speakers, it costs money, it's at a big location usually, and it's a pretty formal affair with PowerPoint presentations, and people know pretty much what they're going to get. An unconference kind of is everything that I said, but not. So, for example, there is no set agenda. And so the really neat thing about these things is that you come up with an idea about an issue that you care about, in this case, privacy, and you let people know in the privacy community, in this case, that there will be an unconference. And then the people who come on the day, and we have about 70 people who have signed up, who come on the day, then set the agenda for the day that morning. And so people who want to lead a discussion about FISA or a discussion about electronic medical records and privacy or whole body imaging or naked scanning and privacy, they essentially would get up in the front of the room and say, hey, you know, my name is, in this case, Sean Dakin. I want to talk about electronic medical records and privacy. Come to my session. And then the day is created, and people go where they want to go. And it's a very exciting, very kind of grassroots environment where everybody participates and there are no spectators.
And it's interesting because I think a lot of people hear sort of the opening about hour and a half, depending on the session, is everyone sort of introducing themselves, who they are, and either suggesting their sessions or sort of why they showed up there. And a lot of people sort of look at that as, oh my God, that just sounds painful. But it, at least in my experience with going to a couple of these things, that actually ends up being some of the most interesting parts of it, because you just see the swath of folks who are there and what drew them to this event.
Exactly. It's a great networking event. I mean, I've met some of, most of the people that I have gotten together to organize this, I have met at unconferences during the last 2 years. And so the connections that I made with those people then there and then following up from those conferences have been very strong. And we all decided that it would be a great time to do something on privacy. So, as you mentioned, there's been a number of these unconferences or bar camps, and bar camps not meaning where people learn how to drink.
Right, different meaning of bar.
Exactly, but there have been a number of these, we all kind of, people in this community who are interested in, government policy and privacy and security and identity, we all realized that there had not been one around privacy, and so we decided, and that's the great thing about this model is, you decide that you want to do it, and you get people who are also excited about doing it, and then you do it, and things kind of come together, kind of build it, and they will come. And so we just started this probably about 6 to 8 weeks ago, where we had our first meeting, and now we have a location, and we have about 70 attendees, and we really have sponsors and attendees from all the kind of leading groups in the city. And so we have people from the Center for Democracy and Technology, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, Sunlight Foundation. It's going to be held at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. There are going to be people attending from the Hill, from private industry, from government agencies, from advocacy organizations. So it's going to be a great way to get people involved. And we wanted to do it this weekend because the Department of Homeland Security is having a 2-day seminar, official kind of formal conference, Monday and Tuesday of next week, on privacy, the government, and Web 2.0. And we thought this would be a great kind of precursor to that event, because many of us are also going to that same event.
And it is such an interesting time to be talking about privacy, because there's all this discussion about privacy involved with Web 2.0, involved with cybersecurity, and it just seems like a lot of pieces coming together where this issue, the issue of privacy, is, if it's not the top issue, it's certainly within the top three.
Yes, exactly. So there's just so much going on, you know, with open government and transparency, and of course the entire reinvention of our healthcare system, and I think, you know, 30 some odd billion dollars being allocated specifically to electronic medical records. There's, you know, Google has been talking about, you know, improving their privacy across all of their applications. So it is a, you know, it is a huge issue, and it crosses both the private and public sectors and the nonprofit sectors. And this is a great time to do this. And so many people are so excited about this. We kind of put this together at the last minute that there's, you know, a whole contingent of people, as you can imagine, on the West Coast who are very interested. They just couldn't, you know, don't have the time or the planning. But they're now thinking about doing a Privacy Camp West that should happen in the next 3 to 4 months, which is pretty neat.
And you're sold out, but if people want to get on the website, get on a waiting list, is there a way that in case some folks drop out?
Sure. Well, we definitely have capacity for some additional people if they want to come. And so, you know, our let me just make sure that I have this appropriate. But we have a number of locations. We have a wiki. But really, if you want to learn about what's going on, it's, you know, privacycampdc.org. That's O-R-G. So just put in your www.privacycampdc.org.
And we'll have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com,
yeah,
so you
great,
can find
great.
It find
and,
it from there too.
Sure. And so just, you know, we have a link off to our, we have a registration site run by Eventbrite. And, you know, we still have a few seats. And, you know, if you're really interested in this issue, please come. You know, the more people who can participate who are interested in this, the more interesting the discussions become.
And again, this is the reason why these unconferences sort of get pulled together with a lot of the Web 2.0 technologies is there's sort of a Web 2.0 version of a conference where people can come together and talk about whatever they want. But also it's really generated from the ground up.
Exactly. So, yeah, Web 2.0, we don't have any budget. We rely on sponsors. We've had some great sponsors that provide, you know, money for food and materials. But, you know, mostly we've been getting out the word through, you know, Facebook and Twitter. We have a Twitter account, Privacy Camp DC, and that has, as of right now, over 1,059 followers. And that's, you know, pretty remarkable for a Twitter account that's only been in existence about 4 weeks.